The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 19. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on November 1st, 2010, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute, text number 19.
Taigi šiandien skaitėme Bhagavad Gitos 7 skyriaus, 7 pažinimas, 19 posmų.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bahunam
janmanam
ante yanavam. Mam prapadyante Vasudeva sarvam yati sa maha atma sudurlabha bahunam janmanam ante Janavan mang prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti Samahatma sudurlabha Samahatma sudurlabha Bahunang janmanamante Gyanavan mang prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti Samahatma sudurlabha Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After many births and deaths, He who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Purport. The living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals after many burning births, may actually become situated in transcendental pure knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization. In the beginning of spiritual realization, when one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life and that these activities constitute devotional service. Realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders unto Him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything, and that He is the cause of all causes, and that this material manifestation is not independent from Him. He realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness, and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Thus he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudeva or Sri Krishna. Such a universal vision of Vasudeva precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna as the highest goal. Such surrendered great souls are very rare. This verse is very nicely explained in the third chapter, verses 14 and 15, of the Svetashvatara Upanishad, Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabumin Vishvato Vritva Chachastad Dasanangulam Purusha Eve Idang Sarvang Yadbhutam Yatschavavyam Utam Ritat Visheshyano Yad Anena Treotahi. In the Chandyoga Upanishad 5.1.15, it is said, Navai vacho na chakshuksmi na shutani shamanasamti achakshate prana iti eva chakshate prano hi evaitani sarvani bhavanti. In the body of a living being, neither the power to speak, nor the power to see, nor the power to hear, nor the power to think is the prime factor. It is life which is the center of all activities. Similarly, Lord Vasudeva, or the personality of Godhead Lord Sri Krishna, is the prime entity in everything. In this body, there are powers of speaking, of seeing, of hearing, of mental activities, etc. But these are not important if not related to the Supreme Lord, and because Vasudeva is all-pervading and everything is Vasudeva, the devotee surrenders in full knowledge according to Bhagavad Gita 7.17 and 11.40.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
Krishna makes it pretty clear. Knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. In other words, you can't really escape Krishna.
You cannot escape
Krishna. You can't avoid him. Everything is Krishna. In the form of his energy. So, since Krishna is everywhere, why try to avoid him? It doesn't make sense. Better to make a good relationship with him. If you don't have a good relationship with Krishna, you're going to be in a very difficult situation. Because there is no escaping Krishna in any place. You can't get away from Krishna.
It
doesn't matter where you go. Krishna is everywhere. So, since he's everywhere, if one can connect with Krishna in a favorable way, that is called anukul. Favorable devotional service. If one can connect with that person,
Krishna,
then you'll be in very good shape. Just like there is this light here shining down. If it's connected with a powerhouse, then it becomes full of light, fully luminous. But if it's disconnected from the powerhouse, it has no illuminating power. So, Krishna is the powerhouse. Even if you live next door to the powerhouse, if you don't have a connection with the powerhouse, you have no light. And even if you're a long way from the powerhouse, you have a connection, and you have light. So the point is, you have to be connected with the powerhouse. And then you will get light. So, how do we connect with Krishna? That is the process known as devotional service. Or, in more broader terms, that is known as yoga. Yoga means to link or connect or to yoke with the Supreme. There are different types of yoga systems. There's karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, kundalini yoga. So many types of yogas. Krishna describes the Ashtanga system in great detail in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. But then he concludes chapter 6 with this very authoritative statement. Yoginam api sarvesham mangatena taratmana shadavan vajate yomang sama yukdatamo mataha. And of all yogis, the one who with great faith always abides in me, thinking of me within himself, is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. 647. Let's go to chapter 7 and it's the verse right before it, yeah.
Yogas, pranešesnicu vasketa, empirika, iš visų jogų tas, kuris su didžiu tikėjimu visad gyvena manyje, galvoja apie mane ir tarnauja man, su transcendentinė meilė ir artimiausiai susijęs su manimi, jogos ryšiais, ir visų aukščiausias, tokia mano nuomonė.
So in other words, instead of endeavoring to go through all these different processes of yam, niyam, asana, pranayama, dharana, samadhi, etc., with great endeavor to travel through all these different steps of the Ashtanga system. If one can take the bhakti, then one surpasses already the samadhi stage of the Ashtanga yoga system. What is the proof? The proof is that what was his name? That Vishramrita? Yeah. He was a king, but he saw the yogi was more powerful than he was. So he thought, why should I be a king? I'll become a yogi. Vishramrita Muni. So he underwent severe penances and austerities in a secluded place. And he came all the way to the samadhi stage of the yoga system. And in that stage, Indraday became very fearful that this yogi is so powerful, if he wants to, he can take over my position as the king of heaven. So he sent a beautiful girl then named Menaka, a girl from the heavenly kingdom. To seduce the yogi. And she was successful. As soon as he heard the sound of her ankle bells, ring, ring, he immediately forgot his yogic trance of samadhi. So, as we studied this morning, Haridas Thakur, he did not fall prey to the beautiful woman. This shows that bhakti yoga is a higher position than any other type of yoga. Also, the mental speculators, they may enter into the Brahmajyoti, Brahman realization. But what is the result? Ruya Krishna Parang Padam Tata Patantito Nadrita Dushmadangrayaha. Even after undergoing severe penances and austerities to achieve the position of Brahman realization, patanti, at how they fall down again in this material existence. So the yogis fall down eventually. The jnanis also fall down. Kushi may say, but I see devotees falling down too. But those are not the pure devotees. Anyone who achieves the perfection of Krishna consciousness, they will never fall down. Even Srila Prabhupada explains the Madhyam Adhikari, he will not fall down either. There are three classifications of devotees. There's the Kanishta Adhikari, the Madhyam Adhikari, and the Uttama Adhikari. The Kanishta, he does not have firm faith. He's lacking in firm faith. So he can fall down. The Madhyam, he has unflinching faith that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But he is not always expert to defeat opposing arguments. And the Uttama Adhikari, he has very firm faith. But he can never be defeated in philosophical argument. Because he's super expert in philosophy and in scripture. So neither the Uttama Adhikari nor the Madhyama Adhikari can fall down. Those who fall down from devotional service, they were Kanishta devotees, not Madhyam or Uttam. So, this Krishna consciousness position, if we can simply even come to the level of Madhyam Adhikari, then we are very solidly situated in the transcendental position. So what is the position, what is the situation of the Madhyam Adhikari? He sees four things. Supreme Lord, the Lord's devotees, the innocent people, and the demons. He makes these four distinctions. He surrenders to the Supreme Lord. He makes friends with the devotees. He preaches to the innocent. And he avoids the demons. So that is the Madhyam Adhikari. So we must at least come off the position of being Kanishta and become Madhyam Adhikaris. And then from there gradually we can become Uttam Adhikaris. So in this way, Krishna conscious position, even at the Majjhim level, is much more powerful than a yogi or a jnani. What to speak of the Uttam level? Even the Majjhim level is better than yogi or jnani. So therefore we should be very thoughtful about how to utilize our human life. While engaged in our ordinary activities of livelihood, we should never forget what are the regulated principles of devotional service. We should always see that we're following the regulated principles of devotional service. Because livelihood, even the birds earn their livelihood. The birds earn their livelihood. They get up in the morning, they fly out of their nest, they go gather some worms and bring them back to the net. They're not worried about the economy. See, so the birds are better than us, actually. But they don't have any knowledge of the higher purpose of the human life. The higher purpose of life, I mean to say. They have no conception of why they exist. All they know is, where is the worm? Where is the worm? Where is the worm? That's all they know. But in human life, we can inquire. We can become philosophers. We can inquire, where have I come from? What is the purpose of my existence? How can I achieve it? You see, these questions we can have. Therefore, it is stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Tato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have a human form. You must utilize it for self-realization. A human life which is not engaged in inquiring about self-realization is simply animal life. Actually, it is lower than animal life. It is lower than animal life. Because the animal is doing his duty. He is following the laws of nature for his species. But the law of nature for a human being is to inquire about self-realization. So any human being who does not do that, he is lower than animal. So it's no wonder these lower than animal human beings are polluting the entire Earth's atmosphere now. Are the animals causing global warming? Are the horses polluting the rivers? I mean, who's polluting the rivers and the air and causing global warming? The human beings. Because we're not in harmony with nature. We're not doing our duty. If everyone would inquire about self-realization, all these problems would go away. Because we are living out of harmony with nature. Therefore, we're completely spoiling the whole atmosphere of this planet. What should be heaven on earth, we are making, we are turning it into hell on earth. Every day this planet is becoming more and more hellish. So many places of natural beauty, now they're becoming more and more spoiled, you see. Everywhere, all over the world, you see. They're cutting down the rainforests to graze cattle for McDonald's. At every second, more and more rainforests are being cut down. It's insanity. The leaders have no power to stop it. They're simply interested in their own, profit, adoration, and distinction. We need enlightened leaders who can take the people out of chaotic condition. We need enlightened leaders who can save the world from its chaotic condition. This is the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Society. We want to create enlightened leaders in every country of this world. Who can show the people by example and by words how to become perfect. How to live in perfect harmony with the laws of nature and the laws of God. So we're asking you all, you become the leaders here of this country. We don't want to import leaders from the third world, you see. We want you people to become the leaders of this country. This country needs leadership. So we want you all to become the leaders of this country. Become men and women of ideal behavior. To become men and women of ideal behavior. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 21. Yad yada charati shrestas tattare vetrojana sayat pramanam krute lokastadanuvartate. Whatever the great man goes, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets, by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So, did anybody have any questions? There was some this morning they didn't get answered. Okay, here's one.
Pirmą kartą jau uždaviau klausimą, jūs atsakydamas daug dalykų paminėjot apie mane, to, ko aš daug kam nesu sakiusi, apie tai, kiek aš prisikentėjau ieškodama Krišnos, kiek aš ėjau, kiek aš religijų daug maž pakeičiau. Ir aš norėjau savo paklausti, iš kur jūs tai žinot, kaip jūs manyje tai pamatėte.
When you first time was answering...
Šiandien, jo?
When you first time was answering to my question, you was telling many things about me, which I was not telling anyone, and it was really amazing. From where you know this many things about me, how I was.
When I answer questions, the super soul gives me help. The super knows everything. Supercell is in my heart, Supercell is in your heart, and the Supercell helps me to answer your questions. In such a way that you will get proper guidance. That is the mercy of Krishna. Any other question?
Anksčiau metu jaučiuosi nukritusi, kaip taip sakė, mytybos procesą. Anksčiau labai tikrai laikydavosi, ir galėdavau nevalgyti, o dabar kažkaip kažkas pasidarė, kad gali ištisai valgyti. Tai nežinau, kaip tą sustabdyti?
I feel a little bit... fell down in eating process. I used
what word?
Eating. She used not to eat like endurance. There was better, and now she wants to eat a lot.
That's why you're lazy.
dėl to jūs ir kaip tingit.
You eat too much, you become lazy.
Nes jei per daug valgot, tai tampama tinginiu.
If one eats a lot, overeats, and they want to oversleep also. So, better to become lean and thin. Then you'll have energy to do things. Just take what you need to energize your body. Don't take because you're feeling depressed. Take whatever facade you need to energize your body, but not beyond that. But if you eat too much, then your body has to work very hard to digest all of that prasadam. Your energy, you'll have putting too much energy in digestion. Okay, next question.
Aš noriu paklausti, jūs kalbėjote apie Viešpaties Krišnos visagalę tą energiją, kuri reiškiasi kaip visatos tą energiją. Noriu klausti, kokie dar yra, kokiais pavidalais dar Krišnos energija gali būti ir egzistuoti. Taip, taip. Kokie dar kiti pavidalai?
He was telling about Krishna various energies. What is more manifestations of Krishna?
What are more manifestations of Krishna?
Despite material cosmic energy.
Except the material cosmic energies. What are other manifestations?
Except for the material
cosmic energy. What are other manifestations?
Everything is Krishna. There's nothing that's not a manifestation of Krishna. Bhumerapo nalavayu kangmano badarevacha ahankara iti yane bina prakritirashtada. All the material energy is Krishna. In the whole spiritual world, all the whole non-material sky, the paravyama, is all the energy of Krishna. There are hundreds and millions and billions of planets, unlimited numbers of planets in the spiritual sky. They are not material, but they are all manifested by Krishna. And those planets are populated with unlimited numbers of living beings, and there's also unlimited numbers of incarnations of Krishna manifesting as the predominating deities of each one of those infinite number of planets.
Neribotas skaičius gyvų būtybių tose planetose, taip pat ir neribotas skaičius Krišnos ekspansijos tose planetose.
So, if you're asking what is the energy of Krishna besides this material manifestation, there's a huge, vast domain of Krishna's non-material manifestations.
Šitos kosminės Krišnos energijos yra labai didžiulį klodį dvasinės Krišnos energijos.
The material manifestations of Krishna make up a very small portion of the total manifestations of Krishna. This Hare Krishna chanting will take you into that world where the spiritual manifestations are present. So if you want to know them in full, then you chant this Hare Krishna mantra with faith. And then you can personally witness all of the non-material manifestations of the Lord. You can behold their wonder and their splendor. Next question.
Bet iš to, vat, ką girdėjo, man tik toks kilo klausimas, iš tikrųjų, kodėl Krišna yra užmarštis, žinojimas užmarštis, kodėl mums duodamas užmiršimas, iš tikrųjų, juk mes, jeigu nebūtume užmiršę, tai mes būtume visi atsidavę, iš tikrųjų. Tai kodėl dabar toks sudėtingas kelias, kodėl mums reikia per tikėjimą eiti, ne tik žinios, ne visi turi tą žinias, iš tikrųjų. Ir didelio dalimi Krišna sąmonės pradžioje reikia daug tikėjimo įdėti. Ir tai... Tik netgi fanatiškai galima sakyti, tai daug tikėjimo kodėl taip yra?
Because Krishna gives to us forgetfulness. So in the beginning, Krishna consciousness, we have to have many blind feet to go. Why Krishna is giving?
We have what to go?
To go blind to faith. Krishna. To go to Krishna in the beginning of our spiritual life, we have to have some fanaticism.
Blind faith. Well, we have blind faith. Actually, if you will hear very nicely from the spiritual master, from the sadhus, and from the scripture, your faith will not be blind. You will have enlightened faith. Actually, we don't want you to have blind faith. That's why we have so many books. That's why we're constantly having lectures here at this center. We want you to become expert jnani. Chantanara jnani. Bhakti jnani. Expert in this knowledge. So you will be no question of blind faith. Well, you're not accepting Krishna blindly. We do not accept the existence of God blindly. Everything here is based on science. There's nothing here in blind faith. Any other question? Does that answer your question?
Why Krishna gives forgetfulness for us?
Ah, because we want it. If somebody wants to take the position of God and be the supreme enjoyer, then they must become forgetful of God. So Krishna gives them forgetfulness so they can try to take his position. And when that forgetful person realizes he made a big mistake by trying to be God, and now he wants to again to remember God, and Krishna will help him with all remembrance then. So in either case, Krishna Prabhupada, he gives forgetfulness for those who want to forget him. For those who want to remember him, he provides that remembrance also. According to your desire, you get forgetfulness or remembrance, or a mixture of both. So, what do you want? Do you want pure remembrance? Do you want forgetfulness, or do you want a mixture? Trouble is, right now, we neophyte devotees, we want a mixture. We want some remembrance, we want to forget them also. If there's some nice sense gratification comes along, well, I think I can forget Krishna for a few minutes. It's a nice opportunity for a little sense enjoyment. I can just forget about Krishna a little bit here. You see, this is a neophyte. He's not solidly fixed. He goes back between remembrance and forgetfulness. But the intelligent person, what's the third item that Krishna gives? Knowledge. So that person who takes advantage of the knowledge given by Krishna, he realizes, I want 0% forgetfulness, 100% remembrance. And he constantly begs Krishna for that by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, if he's sincere in his prayers, Krishna rewards him.
būdu, jeigu jie maldos bus nuo širdžios, Krišna jam atlygina.
That forgetfulness completely goes away. And he's able to remember Krishna constantly 24 hours a day. From the moment he wakes up in the morning to the moment he goes to sleep at night, even in his dreams he can remember Krishna.
You see?
So that's the place we want to be, you see. Always remembering Krishna. Never forgetting him. We have to pray for that mercy. Please, Krishna, help us to always remember you. Please, Guru Maharaj, bless me. I can never forget Krishna. In this way, begging. And then Krishna and Guru will reward us with Krishna's remembrance. Any other questions? Yes.
If some Christians follow Bhagavad Shima Bible, what they will achieve? If they sincerely follow,
well, they have to actually follow it. That's the first thing. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not kill." So they have to stop eating meat. They continue eating meat and think they are Christian. They're not following the Bible. If they will truly follow the Bible and become a pure devotee of Lord Jesus, then they will become a pure devotee. Christ is a pure devotee. If they can actually follow him in the proper way, then they will become pure devotees also. I know one Christian, he wanted to become a perfect follower of Lord Jesus. So he asked God for guidance. And God guided him to join the Hare Krishna people. So if one is very sincere to be a true Christian, they will join this movement. And when Jesus comes again, they say he's coming again. When he comes back, he will chant Hare Krishna. He will have, when Christ comes again, he will be a Hare Krishna devotee. Yeah. They talk about the Messiah. Prabhupada said, every one of these devotees of Krishna, they are all messiahs. Anyone who becomes fully absorbed in serving Krishna, Prabhupada said, they are messiah. They are saviors. They are saviors of the fallen souls, you see. So you become a completely surrendered devotee to Patita Pavana, Lord Sri Krishna. Then you also become Patita
Pavana.
You become Messiah. So that way Jesus Christ has appeared as this Hare Krishna movement. This is a whole movement of messiahs, saviors of the world. But we can't take that cheaply. It only works if we strictly follow the rules and regulations. Otherwise, we're just as bad as the Christians who don't follow the rules and regulations given by Lord Jesus. It's not automatic thing that, well, I got my diksha, Prabhu, so I'm going back to Godhead. That is Christianity. I got saved by Jesus, now I can do whatever I want. I'm going to heaven. No. If you want to actually be saved, then you have to follow the orders of God. God says, thou shalt not kill. So why are you eating meat, rascal? You're violating your own Bible. Any other question? Yeah.
I have doubts.
Oh yes, I know you have doubts. That's why I've come. I've come here to kill all of your doubts. I am a doubt killer. I've come here to blow away all your doubts with a machine gun of transmitted knowledge. Okay, what's her latest doubt? Tell me.
If we are living many times, so no doubt we was with Yamaraj.
Yeah.
So when once somebody comes to Yamaraj, is so fearful that man should want anything more than Krishna. So why we was to Yamaraj, but now we don't want Krishna?
Why we actually he was saying Yamaraj, but yet we're not serious about becoming strict still, yeah. We've seen this in India. The street dogs, they will come to try to get some food from you, and then the people throw the rock. They even hit the dog with a rock, and it hurts him, and he runs away yelping, oh, oh. But then he comes back again to get, he again makes another attempt. So the desire for sense gratification makes one blind. Even we see amongst human beings, somebody steals something, they arrest him and put him in the jail, and he comes out of the jail. I'm talking too fast? Okay.
Tie šunys eina paprašyti žmonių pavalgyti ir kartais žmonės meta jos akmenis ir tie šunys cipdami bėga, bet vėl ir vėl grįžta prašyti to maisto. Tad kartais žmonės apakina šitas troškimas jūsinio pasitenkinimo.
So the thief, he steals something, he goes to the jail.
Kartais vagis vogia ir patenka į kalėjimą.
And when he comes out of the jail, what does he do?
Išeina iš kalėjimo, ką daro?
He again becomes thief.
Jis vėl tampa vagiu.
Because the desire for sense gratification is so strong, he forgets about the punishment in the jail and he goes back to stealing again. So in the same way, because the desire for sense enjoyment is so strong, they will forget about their previous punishments. You understand? Haven't you seen it? The thieves, they go back again and again stealing. The same thing. They're so intoxicated with the desire to steal, they forget about how horrible it was being put in the jail. Another example given by Prabhupada, a woman, she gets pregnant. And there's so much pain of bearing the child. So painful giving birth. Oh, it's so painful situation. She thinks, I will never do this again. Never, never, ever do this again. But then, sure enough, after a while, she does it again. So, because that desire for sense enjoyment is so strong, she forgets the pain of bearing that child in her body, you see. So in this way, even they go to Yamaraj, they forget because they have such a strong desire for sense enjoyment. Next question.
Yeah. žemesnio lygio, žemesnio lygio atsidavę puolą. Tai noriu patikslinti, kaip su, nu, apie kokį polimą kalbama. Tai tiesiog jau iš visų grįžimas į materialistinę gyvenimą, aiškiai, nebūdamas baktų, ar tiesiog tas polimas, aiškiai, kažkokio įžado, neišlaikimas kažkokio nuodėmingos veiklos, nu, ir atlikimas, nu, kažką nuodėmas, ar tai jau skaitosi polimas.
Was telling that only Kanishta can fall down. So what is this fall down? Is only a little bit deviate or totally forget spiritual life?
Well, there are big fall down and little fall down.
How to understand the fall down of a devotee? Does it mean that he or she completely becomes like materialistic person, or fall down means just making some sinful activity?
Well, fall down can be big or small. Just like somebody can have a temporary fall down, a minor fall down, and just pick themselves up from it. Or somebody can have a major fall down and completely give up Krishna consciousness altogether. There's two kinds of, there's major and minor fall down, both.
Does it mean that Madhyama Adhikarya has no fall downs, no big, no small?
I understand your question. Well, the way Prabhupada states it was there is no fall down. So, whether he's talking about, Papa didn't actually specify when he stated that. That'd be a very interesting question to ask Srila Prabhupada when we see him. He said that the Majjam will not fall down. Is he talking about minor? Is he talking about the major fall down or completely giving up Krishna consciousness? Or does he mean the, you know, even a minor thing, like he makes some mistakes? And that's an interesting question. I don't know the answer for that question. Maybe Guru Mata knows the answer for this one. When Prabhupada says the Majjam doesn't fall down, does that mean completely fall down, or is it even some minor fall down? Do you know? Well, certainly we know from Prabhupada's statement he would not have a major fall down of giving up Krishna consciousness. That we know for sure. If someone completely gives up Krishna consciousness, they were not a Madhyamadhikari. That much we can understand for sure. And at least that side we know for sure. And whether or not a Majjam can have a temporary fall down, that's an interesting question. I'd like to know the answer myself for that one. Of course, there's different degrees of minor fall downs also. I mean, you could say that, well, not finishing your rounds one day and making up the next day is a fall down in one sense. But since Prabhupada authorized that, actually it's not a fall down. But what if someone breaks a principle just by accident, you know, something like that? Anyway, the real thing is, whatever our position may be, we have to be sincere. That's the real thing. Even if we have some mistakes, even if we have some kind of a fall down in our devotional service, Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 30. Apichet sadaracharo bhajate mammananyabak sadar eva samanjavya samyagvavisitavasitaha. 9:30. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. So the main... We're not so concerned, am I a Majja, am I a Uttama, Kanishta, what am I? We're not so worried about what our designation is. That's not our concern. Our concern is that I can always remain in devotional service. Somehow that I'll never leave it. Because if I do that, I know whatever position I am, I will make advancement and I'll gradually become a perfect devotee. So even if I have a horrible fall down and engage in a very abominable activity, somehow or other I should just pick myself up and get back into devotional service. Krishna confirms, even if he has the most abominable fall down, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is a sadhu, a saint. So that's the real point. Should never become discouraged, even if I have some slip along the way, you see. Never become discouraged. Simply pick ourselves back up again. Is that... I know I didn't fully answer. It was a good question. I'd like to know the answer myself. But the main thing is to always, even if we slip and fall on the way, the main thing is to pick our, not to get discouraged and, you know, kick ourselves. No, just pick yourself up, get back in the process, and you'll be okay. Any other questions? I recognize Nandarani back there.
Should we attach only to Krishna, or can we have some attachment to Krishna energy, because it is said that who is fully realized, he sees Krishna everywhere.
Actually, a devotee is attached only to Krishna. The pure devotee is attached only to Krishna. He can take or leave anything else. He's not attached to anything but except for Krishna. But within that service, within that Krishna's service, he can engage the whole world in Krishna's service. He can engage the whole world in Krishna's service, or he can leave the world too. If Krishna tells him to leave, he'll leave it. His only attachment is Krishna, nothing else. But he can use all of Krishna's energy in the service of the Lord. He has no objection. He is not attached to nor repulsed by the Lord's energy. Simply he engages that energy according to the Lord's desire. Just like the spiritual master, he doesn't think, oh, I have to have disciples. He is happy just to chant Hare Krishna. His attachment is only to Krishna. But because Krishna wants him to make disciples all over the world, therefore he does so, you see. That's to please Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya said, I don't need any followers. But yet he accepted thousands and thousands of followers. Millions of followers. So a devotee is like them. His only attachment is to Krishna. But if Krishna likes, he can engage the whole world in the service of Krishna. Next question.
You have mentioned that we should become leaders of our society.
Yes.
So should we go for election?
Yes, if you can get elected, you should definitely run for office. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. If our devotees can run for office and get elected, they should definitely do it. But if not, then you should preach and distribute books. So the voters become educated. I will only vote for a Hare Krishna devotee and nobody else. And that way you can become leader by being preacher. Even without occupying political post, if you can educate people that they will only take leadership from Krishna conscious people, then you are doing the best leadership. Questions more? Hari Bola Nandan.
Karma, bet iš tikrųjų vis ta karma veikia, tai tiek ir turtinga, tiek ir neturtinga, tai kaip čia, taip su nusprendė.
Su chimičiu
pakrašti. Ne, kaip jis nėra,
bet... Iš ryto paskaita
būtų. Aš nedarėjau. Ir tai... Kaip čia supras, tai būt iš patų gyvenimą, taip galvos antitorikos išvystę. Kas sakant, savo karmą, kiekvieną gyvenimą ruošim, sveikančią savo esmės, sveikančią gyvenimą. Tai kaip čia tai supras?
If one becomes poor, or rich, it means that it's his karma from his previous life?
Yes. Next question. Yes.
tas nerimas, va, jūs dalies apūdžiai minėjote apie 10 žaidimų, šventus Dievo vardus kartuoja. Tai 10 žaidimas reiškia, kad daug kartų girdėti apie atsidavimą ir turėti materialius pristrišimus. Ir ką reiškia daug kartų, daug girdėti, kiek tas daug? Kur ta ryba, ką reiškia daug? Aš nesprantu, kiek tas daug. Gal aš jau šis polus esu, kad jau daug kartų girdėjus ir...
I have one worry.
One what?
Worry.
Worry? Okay.
On Vyasa Puja day, he is told there are about 10 offense to holy name.
Yeah.
And the 10th offense is to keep material...
attachment, yeah.
After hearing so much.
Yeah.
So my question is, what is so much? How much is so much?
You've been around this movement for how many years? 17 years, yes, you have heard many instructions. So you're definitely in the category of someone who's heard many instructions. So now you must become free from all material attachments now. I've come here to help you do them. I come here to cut away all your material attachment and give you Krishna. So take my knife. Next question. That's it, everybody satisfied now? Here's a question coming in the back there.
Once you said that we should cut all our attachments by sword of knowledge.
Yes.
So this knowledge should be theoretically or realized knowledge.
Well, it works like this. The more you... The knowledge is theoretical.
Žinios yra teoretinis.
Until you cut away your attachment. And when you cut away your attachments, it becomes real life. So take the theoretical knowledge and cut, and then as the more you cut, the more it becomes real life. In other words, when knowledge is applied, it becomes realized knowledge. When it's not applied, it remains theoretical. If you don't apply it, it'll become boring after a while. But if you apply it, you'll get newer and newer lights of realization every day. Not like when you're reading the books. When you're engaged in devotional activities also, you get newer and newer realizations. Day by day, minute by minute. And just have to apply the philosophy in your life.
That's all.
Then it becomes real life. Next question. Yes.
Tie visi prisirišimai, nu, kad ir tu ir ten tyras atsidavęs, ir kad, bet jie, nu, gal ne tiek tyras, bet jie vis tiek išlieka, kad ir tu ten nepaklūsti jiem, bet, nu, jie vis tiek, tu tik, kad jų neklausai, tai reiškia, kad tas nekirtim, nu, kaip šiandien.
Va. If I cut down all my spiritual desires, and I not...
Cut down all your spiritual desires.
Material desires.
Ah.
I'm not doing what what my mind wants to do, but still these desires are in my mind.
Right.
So.
It's like this. You have an itch. If you scratch your itch, it gets worse. And if you don't scratch it, it'll dry up and go away. So if you gratify your material desires, they're just going to get worse. Or like a fire, if you keep feeding fuel to the fire, it'll get hotter and hotter and hotter. But if you stop feeding any fuel to the fire, it will burn out. So instead of engaging in illicit sex, meeting and intoxication, and gambling, if you will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and then the fire of material desire will gradually burn out. It will just die out. But if you keep feeding your material desires, and you're putting more fuel in that fire, it'll get hotter and hotter and hotter. So if you want out, you want to put out the fire of material desire. If you want to put out the fire of material desire, don't feed it any more fuel. Cut off the supply of material sense gratification. Take only what you need to stay healthy. And beyond that, put a wall. And you'll be in good shape. And behind that wall, you can chant Hare Krishna. And realize the highest truth. You will see God. You have to follow the process. And you'll have the most amazing experience you've ever had in millions of lifetimes. Any other questions?
This itching, does he go away this life?
Itching? Oh, yeah. Yes, you can become completely free of all material desires. Even within this lifetime. Prabhupada told me. He said, all material desires zero. It is possible. You just have to follow the process given by Rupa Goswami. It's described in the Nectar of Devotion. You have that book, Nectar of Devotion?
Yes.
You should get one copy, Nectar of Devotion. Do you have it for sale here?
Yes.
You should get one copy of this book, Nectar of Devotion, and follow it very carefully, and you'll become a pure devotee. I recommend this book for everyone, especially my disciples should all study this book very carefully. And everyone else should study by Nectar Devotion very carefully and follow the instructions in this book. This is the practical guidebook given by Prabhupada for all the members of this movement. If you're not familiar with this book and you're not doing what's in this book, then you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. Get on the boat. Read this book and follow it. Nectar Devotion. Next question. Yeah.
Spiritual progress is gradual. So, it should be so long, or it could be short. And
yes, either way, long or short.
So it depends on what?
How it depends on your one thing. It depends on what you're doing in your previous lifetime. If you were an advanced devotee in your previous lifetime, you're not. It's going to be much easier for you to advance now. If you were not an advanced devotee in a previous lifetime, it's going to be more difficult now. The difficult or easy doesn't matter. Sincerity is all that counts. If you make the sincere endeavor, Krishna will help you. It can be slow or fast. It doesn't only, it not only depends on the previous life, but the most important consideration is how determined are you in this lifetime. Even if you don't have any previous qualification from a previous lifetime, if you are very determined, in this lifetime I must become a pure devotee, then even with no previous qualification, your advancement will become very fast. You simply have to have the determination, that's all. That I want
Krishna,
I want only Krishna, and I want nothing else. Then you'll make very rapid advancement. Yeah?
Where to get this eagerness for Krishna?
Where to get this eagerness for Krishna? It is described by Rupa Goswami. Tatra ekam mulyam apim ekalam. He says, tatra mulyam, that he says that devotional service cannot be achieved even by executing pious activities for thousands of lifetimes. It can be attained only by one thing. Intense greed. And he said, if it's available somewhere, you must purchase it without delay. What? If it is available somewhere, you must purchase it without delay. If pure bhakti is available, then you must purchase it without delay. And the price it's selling for is intense greed. So, what if you don't have an intense greed for bhakti? Well, you're in bad shape. Because without intense greed, you cannot purchase it. Simply being a pious person will not get it for you. So whatever, if I have no intense greed, what will I do? Will I borrow some intense greed from somebody else who has it, or what will I do? Well, I can tell you this. Just as in this material world, if you will, by associating with greedy people, you'll be developing a greedy mentality. If you have no intense greed for bhakti, but you associate with people who do have an intense greed for bhakti, then by the power of their sangha, their association, you will also get that intense greed. Therefore, we should always seek out the association of advanced devotees. Because that will help us to advance on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. Next question. Everyone's totally satisfied now. Questions finished. Everyone wants to go sleep now. There's no program here tomorrow night. I'll be in Klaipeda, so this is your chance. There's no evening class here tomorrow night. Okay, go ahead.
Srila Gurudev, one senior devotee several times mentioned that we should not ask Krishna for spiritual perfection because he is all-powerful and he will give it automatically. That we should only think how to serve Krishna, but we shouldn't have... And I cannot understand it.
Why we shouldn't ask for spiritual perfection?
Why we shouldn't ask? I cannot understand.
I see.
Vienas Siddhavas sakė, kad mes neturėtume prašyti Krishnas dvasinio tobulumo, bet tiesiog galvoti, kaip jį patenkinti. Aš negaliu suprasti.
Well, this devotee may have been remembering Lord Chaitanya's instruction, Danmani Janmani Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaitakit, that, my dear Lord, I don't desire liberation.
galbūt jisai turėjo menį čitalinės pamokymą, kad žmogus neturėtų trokšti išsivadavimą.
So in that sense, a devotee is not praying, oh my dear Lord, please get me out of this cycle of birth and death. So in that sense, the devotee is not praying for that. But the devotee is praying for pure devotional service, which is the supreme perfection. Otherwise, what is this chanting of Hare Krishna? We are begging for the supreme perfection of Krishna consciousness. Isn't Krishna consciousness the supreme perfection? Prabhupada said, Brahman realization, that is perfect. Paramatman realization, that is more perfect. And Bhagavan realization, that is most perfect. So is it wrong to desire Bhagavan realization? If it's wrong, then why do we have a society for Bhagavan realization? This is the international society for Bhagavan realization. The same thing. Krishna consciousness means Bhagavan realization, which is the supreme perfection. So if it's wrong to desire spiritual perfection, then we should disband ISKCON immediately. Stop the pull the plug on the movement and stop it immediately. Because this movement is a movement for people who want to achieve spiritual perfection. We have the program and the system. If you will plug into the system that we're providing you, you will attain spiritual perfection. Now, in the sense of, well, my Lord, I have to come, I need a perfection like coming, you know, Salokya, I need to come to your planet, or Samipya, I need, or Sarupya, I need a form like yours. Those kind of perfection we don't pray for. But these are symptoms of supreme perfection. We do not pray for them. Being delivered from birth and death is a symptom of supreme perfection. The symptoms we do not pray for. But the essential thing, that we must pray for. We want to be engaged in pure devotional service. We want to become free from all material desires. Otherwise, what are we chanting Hare Krishna for? Just some musical entertainment? If it had no meaning, we might as well sing Beatles songs, you know? And what, there's meaning to this prayer. We are praying for the supreme perfection of pure Krishna Bhakti. If we don't desire Krishna Bhakti, the supreme perfection of Krishna Bhakti, what will we desire? You can't turn off desire. That's Mayavadi philosophy. You're not allowed to desire anything. Stop desiring. That's Mayavadi philosophy. If you don't have a desire for spiritual perfection, what will you desire? That's my question. What is the answer? What would they say if we told them you cannot have, it's wrong to desire spiritual perfection? Then what will you desire? Spiritual imperfection?
They say that.
Oh, I didn't translate any of it? Oh, I'm sorry. I get riled up. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead then.
He says that we should only desire to please Krishna. And
oh, that is spiritual perfection. Pleasing Krishna is spiritual perfection. We don't desire anything, as I was pointing out, we don't desire any of the other, there are other perfections of Samipya, Salokya, Sarupya, Sharsti, that we don't desire. If Krishna wants to send me down, like Bali Maharaj, he had no desire. He actually, Krishna sent him, pushed him into hell, and he was happy.
Pavyzdžiui, Bali Maharaj,
Krishna jį nusintė į pragarą ir jis neprieštaravo.
Those spiritual perfection, yes. Those that we don't desire, that's a fact. We don't desire liberation from birth and death, none of those things. I agree on that point. But the essential thing, the essential perfection, develop pure love of God, that we are very greedy for. We desire that, and we have that intense greed. Prabhupada Rupa Goswami says you must have that intense greed for pure devotional service, you see. That we do desire very intensely. If you don't desire that, what are you going to desire? Table tennis? You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you don't desire pure bhakti, you're going to have, you put your desires in other things. I want to go bowling, you know. I have a desire to go. Do they have bowling alleys here? In America, you roll the ball down in these pins. The 10 pins, you roll the ball, and you have that here, bowling alleys. Yeah. If you don't desire pure bhakti, you desire to go bowling, you know. Our desire is to take the rolling pin of bhakti and throw away all the pins of material desire, you see. So you must desire pure devotional service. Very intensely, intense greed, Rupa Goswami said. It's the only way you're going to get it. If you don't desire spiritual affection, you're not going to get it. But I agree, the principle, yeah, it's to please Krishna. But that is spiritual perfection. You have to desire to please Krishna. But there's different degrees of pleasing Krishna. You can please Him 1%, 2%. Spiritual perfection is when you please Him 100%. Understand? So I can't completely buy this idea that it's wrong to desire spiritual perfection. You have to desire spiritual perfection. Otherwise, why did Prabhupada even mention it? Sarup city. That's perfection. The Sanskrit word city is perfection. It's right there in the introduction of the Gita. You read the introduction of the Gita? Sarup city? Is it wrong to desire Sarup city? And why is it even mentioned? Prabhupada is just giving us, dangling these things and saying, here it is, but you can't have it. I'm going to tell you about this thing called Sarup city, but whatever you do, don't want it. I mean, it's not reasonable. You know? It's not reasonable. If he mentions Sarup city, it's something we should strive for. That I can regain my original position in Krishna's eternal pastimes. Anyway, any other questions?
Bus sako, patenkinti Krishna, o mokytės davė gerą pavyzdį apie bowlingą. Bet jeigu aš nepatenkinu savo proto ir, galėskim, nu neinu žaisti to bowlingo, bet einu kartu šventų vardų, bet mano protas visi galvoja apie bowlingą, ne apie šventuosius vardus. Ir tol, kol mano protas nenurimsta, reiškia, aš negaliu atsiduoti pilnai Krishna tarnystė viešpačiai ir kartu kartuoti šventus vardus.
Klausimas yra?
Taip, o mano klausimas yra, kaip nuraminti šitą savo neramų protą? Nes protas yra neramus, reiškia.
If I am doing spiritual activities, but thinking about bowling, what to do? How to make my mind peace?
He's thinking about body?
Bowling.
Oh, bowling. You like to go bowling?
No.
It was only an example.
Yeah. If I'm engaged in devotional service, my mind is thinking about material activities? How to get free of that thought? Yeah. Good question. You simply have to become more, increase your absorption in devotional service. Because the deeper you go, the more powerful it becomes. If my practice of devotional service is superficial, it doesn't go very deep, then I will feel so many material attractions. But if I go deep, if I become very deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, I will not be affected by the material energy anymore. Just like in Texas, we have these hurricanes that blow in off the Gulf of Mexico. You may have seen in the news, there's these huge storms, very dangerous storms. They can kill people. They're very powerful storms on the surface of the ocean. Now the fish who are, when those storms come, do the fish stay on the surface of the ocean? No, they go, they dive down way deep in the ocean to get away from the storm. So in this way, if you go deep and if you're not very deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you will still feel the influence of the material nature, the hurricane of material existence. But if you become deeply absorbed in bhakti, then there will be you will feel no more influence of the material energy. In other words, if I'm 50% absorbed in bhakti, then I will feel the material energy 50%. If I'm 80% absorbed in bhakti, I'll only feel the material energy 20%. So I have to go to, if I'm 99% absorbed in bhakti, I only feel the material energy 1%. And this way, I just go deeper and deeper and deeper into bhakti, and then the material nature will just, you won't feel it anymore. It won't bother you. Even in your mind, it won't be there. So, last question. Last question, yes.
Tai būtent ta taip su visą veiklą, ar, pavyzdžiui, nu, kažkokia gali būti ir nelabai... Kaip jūs supasite? Arba, nu, atsikratyti.
If I understand correctly, to lose material attachments is a way to spiritualize them. Like example, if I want to eat, I can eat prasadam. But what to do with this spirit, with this material desires, was sinful, I cannot to spiritualize them, or what I have to do.
Yeah. Well, if it's too sinful, you have to just give it up, you know. But there's an example where there was one thief. He was very fond of stealing. But he became a devotee, and he was going on the pilgrimage with many devotees. But he had this urge to steal, and he just couldn't control it. So when the devotees were all sleeping at night in their rooms, he went into every devotee's room and he took their belongings. He didn't steal them. He just put them in some other devotee's room. He switched all their belongings around. That way he satisfied his desire to be a thief without really stealing anything. And when they got up in the morning, everyone said, "Where's my luggage? What happened? What's going on?" Everyone said, "We lost our luggage. What happened?" And he said, "Well, actually, my dear devotees, I have to inform you, I was previously a thief. And I have this strong tendency to steal. But I can't do it because I'm a devotee. But so just to satisfy my urge, I went ahead and switched your luggage around." So sometimes you can use your tendencies like that in Krishna service. but don't steal anything, okay? Don't steal anything. That won't be very good.
So if I change devotees' belongings, so I will lose this taste for stealing?
Well, in this way, the thief became satisfied, and at the same time, he wasn't guilty of doing any sin, you see. So, the spiritual master, he's very kind. If he sees the disciple has a tendency to act in a certain way, then he will engage that disciple's propensity in the Lord's service. So in this way, the disciple becomes satisfied that his tendency to act in a certain way was engaged by the spiritual master. And Krishna is very kind also. Just like in my household days, before I became a vanaprastha, I was a computer programmer. And I specialized in writing what are called edit programs. I was working for a credit bureau, and every time a bank would join the credit bureau, their data would be formatted in a certain way. It was different from the format of our credit bureau. Oh, it's lost, huh? Maybe no one can translate it? Oh, boy. You don't speak the language, yeah. Well, format, you don't know format?
Format.
Anyway, I was engaged in taking data, writing programs to reformat the data. I don't know if I guess. I'm sorry. Is it clear? In other words, well, it's a little technical, but you know. In one data, they have like name, address, country, and phone number. But then the other institution says name, phone number, country, and street address. It has a different order. So if you're going to merge two databases into one database, then you have to reformat the new data to match the existing format. Is it clear? So I was doing that as a professional means of livelihood, working as a programmer, doing that. And then I thought, what is this nonsense? The world is full of so many computer programmers. I'm going to retire. I'm going to take early retirement after 3 years of working in the professional world. 3 years is enough for me. I'm going to retire. So I did. I went to Back to Godhead magazine and worked for them. And it just so happened that they had a requirement to do just the same thing that I was doing in my job at the credit bureau.
Ir taip jau nutiko, taip susiklosi, kad Back to Godhead žurnalą reikėjo atlikti būtent tą, ką aš dirbau.
Back to Godhead was doing a massive mailing to like 50,000 congregational members of ISKCON all over North America.
Back to Godhead žurnalas 50,000 žinučių siuntinėjo visiem amerikiečiam.
And every ISKCON temple had their own database, you know, in different formats. So it was like 50 different formats. None of them matched the format that we had. So I had to write 50 different computer programs to take all that data from the temples and reformat it so it matched the format for our data, you see.
Turėjau sukurti 50 skirtingų programų, kad visas šitas duomenų bazės sukrauti vieną.
So I had been trained in that way for earning my livelihood. Now I was working for Back to Godhead magazine. And I got to engage that tendency, that skill in, directly in Krishna's service. I was very happy. Because I had worked for years to develop that ability in the working at the credit bureau, you see. I had developed a talent for writing these special kind of computer programs. And now I got to use it directly for Krishna. I was so happy. And it was such an intense marathon. There was a deadline. I had to work around the clock, 24 hours a day. And the Back to Godhead office was saying, when is Sankarshan going to be through with this project? They were waiting. When's he going to be finished? I would work at the computer until I was just so exhausted, I'd just drop on the floor. And as soon as I had enough sleep, I would just get up and keep working. I'm 24 hours a day marathon. I've just worked. Just work, and I had to catch up my rounds later on. But the devotees at Back to Godhead were very happy how I had done that job. And I was so happy I got to use that in Krishna's service. So whatever material talent or tendency you have, there's always some way to engage in Krishna's service. What is your talent that you want to engage?
I
like to work with computer.
Computer?
I like to use computer.
You like to work with computers. Well, there's so much computer preaching going on. There's so many services can be done. If somebody wants to work on computer, there's so many services now that can be done via computer for our society. So many things that can be done. You can design a website for the Lithuanian Yatra, make a beautiful website to attract all the people, all the web servers in Lithuania to Krishna consciousness. Develop a whole big, very, very information-rich site with all kinds of information. How to become a devotee, how to practice Krishna consciousness. Explaining the philosophy in all detail, you can make it beautiful and like a whole instruction manual online, you see. There's a need. We have a need for Krishna conscious computer literate people. Because people now are very much inclined. More and more people are going online every day on the internet. It's becoming more and more popular every day all over the world. So when they come to the internet, we want to have Krishna there in very nicely presented with full detailed information. So if you like to do that kind of work, then Krishna can bless you to do that kind of work. Is to talk with your leaders, with your Guru Maharaj and your temple authorities. See what can be done. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning we'll be back for the class, and then tomorrow night we're going to Klaipeda. Everybody's invited to come on over to Klaipeda.
Rytoj ryte čia bus paskaita, taip pat mokytis visus kviečia vakare keliauti po Klaipėdą, dar yra laisvų vietų, gal kreipti po ponę.
And then again, Thursday morning we'll be here, and Thursday night we will be in Vilnius. Everyone's invited for that one too.
Poryt ryte vėl čia, o vakare Vilniuje kas nori, taip pat gali jungtis ir važiuoti.
And that means this is my last evening class.
Tai reiškia, kad tai yra mano paskutinė vakarinė
paskaita. That's it. Because then we come back, we go to Leningrad and I go to Riga. This is my last evening class here. So you want another evening lecture, you got two more evenings, one in Klaipeda tomorrow night and in Vilnius the night after them. Huh? Another one here. Where is that?
Public class.
In Kaunas?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's on Thursday night.
Yes.
Okay, there is one more public lecture, evening lecture in Kaunas. Okay. There'll be a public call lecture, so that everyone's invited for that. We're going to talk about the disciplic succession. A detailed lecture on the disciplic succession. Okay. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.